Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 2 Corinthians 2. So I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you. For if I grieve you, who is left to cheer me but those whom I have grieved? I wrote, as I did, so that on my arrival I would not be grieved by those who ought to make me rejoice. I had confidence in all of you, that you would share my joy. For through many tears I wrote you out of great distress and anguish of heart, not to grieve you, but to let you know how much I love you. Now if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you, to some degree, not to overstate it. The punishment imposed on him by the majority is sufficient for him. So instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him, so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love for him. My purpose in writing you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. If you forgave anyone, I also forgive him. And if I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven it in the presence of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan should not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Now when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, and a door stood open for me in the Lord, I had no peace in my spirit, because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us triumphantly as captives in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the sweet aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an odor that brings death, to the other a fragrance that brings life. And who is qualified for such a task? For we are not like so many others who peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, as men sent from God. This is God's word. One of the issues we have in interpreting 1 and 2 Corinthians is that there were letters exchanged between the Corinthians and Paul that we don't have. Paul also referenced visiting them in verse 1. He talked about another painful visit. But that visit is not discussed in Acts. Though scholars have made a good explanation of where it could have happened, it just isn't mentioned. Some have compared reading 1 and especially 2 Corinthians to listening to one half of a phone conversation. If you've ever done that, for instance, you've listened in while your spouse was talking on the phone to someone else in your presence, you know how confusing it can get. You listen to what your spouse says, and then you try to imagine what might have been said on the other end of the line, the one that you can't hear. At least, that's what I do when someone's talking on the phone near me. But anyway, we have these two letters, 1 and 2 Corinthians, but there were other communications between Paul and the church that we don't have. That means that we have to speculate somewhat. We can still understand what the Holy Spirit was teaching through Paul. We just don't know, for certain at least, all the details. It is true that Paul commanded the church to discipline a man from their church in 1 Corinthians 5:13. It is also true that here in 2 Corinthians 2, Paul commanded the church to restore a man to fellowship who had been under discipline. Some scholars think, though, that this is actually a different case of church discipline than the one Paul ordered in 1 Corinthians 5. Whether the man referenced in 1 Corinthians 5 and the one in our passage today are the same person, it seems clear that the church had removed this man in our text today from its fellowship, verse 6 indicates that, and then that man sought repentance and sought to be restored to fellowship, as we saw in verse 7a. But the Corinthian church was having a hard time with the forgiveness part. In verse 7, Paul commanded them to forgive and comfort him, and in verse 8, Paul encouraged them to reaffirm your love for him. That's verse 8b. Forgiveness is sometimes easy. When someone has sinned against us in ways that we also have sinned toward others, for instance, we might find it easier to forgive the person who sinned against us when that person seeks forgiveness. When we don't feel like we've really been harmed, to take another example, it might be easy for us to forgive. When we empathize with someone who sinned, it's not nearly as hard to receive that person's repentance. But those situations, the easy-to-forgive ones, are rare. Much of the time, we wallow in the pain caused by the sin of others, and we are tempted to return equal pain, and then some, to the one who has sinned against us. Now imagine an entire church filled with people who felt that way. Imagine what it must be like for the repentant sinner not to be received. Forgiveness is rarely easy, but it is always right when there is repentance. If you're struggling to forgive someone, even though you know they have changed their minds about their sin, then ask God to give you grace, the same grace that He showed us when He forgave us in Christ. And keep asking the Lord to help you to have that forgiveness for other people that He showed us in Christ. If you found this devotional helpful, you can go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address there. And this is completely free, but once you enter your email address, you'll receive an email from me every day containing a link to the daily scripture reading and my daily devotional. And this will help you in your spiritual life. It's completely free. You can unsubscribe anytime, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support for instructions about how to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.